It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One thing is clear about the relaunch of the TroubledHealthcare.gov website this week. The website can accommodate more people. Federal officials said more than 1 million users logged in on Monday and nearly that many on Tuesday. Doesn't mean all the problems are fixed, although there are some other upgrades that are making the site easier to use. NPR's Julie Rodner reports.
Overall, what's the most noticeable improvement to the site? That's easy.
The thing actually works.
Nancy Metcalf is a senior editor at Consumer Reports who's been chronicling the rollout of the health exchanges. She says it's not yet clear whether everyone can get from the beginning to the end of the process without any glitches.
But I think we're on the right track. And it's certainly time for people to shop anyway because they only have until the 23rd to get a plan.
That is, if they want insurance to begin January 1st. One of the biggest improvements, she says, is in what's known as the website's window shopping function. That's where you can look at plans available in your area without having to create an account first. It had one before, but it wasn't very helpful.
It would be like being able to browse for cars and just being able to look at a picture of the car.
Metcalf says the new shopping function is, well, functional. You provide your age and zip code, and it gives you a list of plans and actual prices, although not the prices you'll pay if you're eligible for a government subsidy. Those might be lower. And as they say, there's more.
You can click through to the plan's website to see their provider directory and their list of preferred drugs. Really useful for consumers and something that some of the better state exchanges don't even have yet. So it's night and day.
The website also has another new function that will come as a relief to a lot of people who've suffered through repeated problems until now, an actual reset button. Here's how Health and Human Services spokeswoman Julie Bataille described it in a conference call with reporters.
That could be an option for some individuals who would simply prefer to start over in the process now that it is running much more smoothly.
Individuals perhaps like Meredith Portman of Daphne, Alabama. She's a freelance writer who's been trying to get signed up since October. After several false starts, she managed to create an account and fill out an application, but she got a letter back that stopped her cold.
And it says, you need this in the marketplace, proof of your yearly income for 2014.
Now, as a freelance writer, Portman says she barely knows what she's going to make this year, much less next year. And documenting it, she says she can't begin to imagine how she'd do that.
So I called them up and they said, well, we'll have somebody get back in touch with you. And I think that was November 1st.
She eventually got a call back over Thanksgiving, but didn't hear her cell phone ring, and the person didn't leave a direct number to return the call. Now she's worried about running out of time to get things straightened out.
On January 1st, my current insurance doubles. And it took them a month to get back to me to try to clear this up, and I'm hoping it will not take another month or I will be in a bad situation.
Whether or not Portman decides to exercise the reset option, Consumer Reports' Nancy Metcalf says she should definitely take advantage of one other new feature on the healthcare.gov website, a button where people can more easily find a local person who can help them sort through problems like these.
Make use of those people. They've had a lot of experience by now with the vagaries of this website.
Because while healthcare.gov is clearly better, it's also clearly not all fixed yet. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.